Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the MOB Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Thursday morning as we close down another big week, this first week in April. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a great deal of fun. And as I like to do every Thursday as we close down the week, is to send you off into the weekend with something to contemplate, to chew on, something that hopefully will help you not just be a better entrepreneur, but enrich your life, to think about things that can help you not just make more money, to not just grow your influence, to increase your impact, but also to help you become a better you, the best you can be. Now, when I say a better you, that is not an indictment. That's not a judgment. It doesn't mean that right now you're not good enough. In fact, you are good enough. That's the one message that I don't think gets spread enough these days. Everybody wants to instill a sense of fear or insecurity in you because, of course, that's what sells. What I want you to understand is that's fine. I have no problem with that, but I also want you to know that you are good enough, that you have what it takes, but sometimes you need the tools and the skill sets. There are basic skills that we have to succeed in anything, specifically in entrepreneurship, but in life in general. And frankly, I have noticed a loss, a drop in these skill sets. Your golden opportunity to excel and to differentiate is right now. If you want to be amazing at what you do as a parent, as a leader, as a whatever it is you do professionally, or most specifically as an entrepreneur, to excel and to differentiate yourself, there are a few basic skill sets you have to have in place. And as we discuss these this morning, I want you to think about how prolific they are in your life right now and how you can increase them. Now, if you're looking at what I'm going to share with you today and you say, man, I don't have any of these, don't worry. This is your opportunity to start now. If you're saying to yourself, man, I've got these in spades, fantastic. Then go out there and grow them deeper. Go out there and refine them and share them with other people. Because in today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get overwhelmed. It's easy to get watered down. It's easy to spread ourselves thin. You always hear that concept, he's a mile wide and 2 inches deep. What if we did this? What if we narrowed our focus and got deeper? The thing that I've said many times, you probably heard me say this, but what I teach Flight School to Success, which is my program, and I talk about focus and I talk about purpose and clarity and mental toughness and some of the things that we have to be great at what we do. It's a high-performance program, and in there I talk about the key is going from surface-level thinking to deep-thought voyagers. Instead of being a surface-level thinker, be a deep-thought voyager, where you voyage into the deeper thoughts of the meanings of what you're doing, what's really important to you, why you're doing it. And if you do that for your clients, you will be a resource to them. You won't just be another slick salesperson trying to pass something off to get some money, a little bit like we were talking about yesterday with transactional instead of relational. You'll be relational when you go from being a surface-level thinker, just what's on the surface, and go deep and understand your business, understand your clients, and understand yourself. When you commit yourself to a higher standard of professionalism, you will quickly break away from the pack. Because what I'm going to share with you is hard work. I'm going to tell you right now, this is not sexy. This is not what a lot of people signed up for. In fact, I'm going to sit here and watch, and I'll bet there's going to be people dropping off the call bridge. It just happens that way. It doesn't mean that you have to be a lapdog, okay? It doesn't mean you have to be a follower or a sheeple, as I like to say. It just means that you have to approach business from a place of uncommon excellence. That's what I want you to think about. Approach your business from a place of uncommon excellence. In fact, if anything, you're going to break away from the herd. The herd may follow you. That's cool. Nothing wrong with that. But there's a few things that I want you to work on that are going to make you very powerful in your business. Number one is communication. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that this is the penultimate number one in life, but it is so lacking these days that it will almost automatically come off as some sort of unfair advantage. If you select the kind of language you use, the kind of responsiveness you have, and work on being succinct in how you do it, you will absolutely stand out. Because right now there's a lot of white noise. It's a lot of buzzwords. That's what I'm talking about. If you use richer, deeper language, I'm not talking about going into some thesaurus and coming up with some funky, tricky words. I'm talking about speaking like you, authentic language. Then all of a sudden, you start to differentiate. Because right now, everybody's quoting the same gurus, saying the same crap over and over again. Sound like a bunch of puppets, a bunch of parrots, a bunch of minor birds. But if instead you speak from the heart, authentically, and use language that presents you like a professional, that comes natural for you, then suddenly you step away. You start to look and act differently. You're that sort of purple cow, as Seth Godin calls it. You ever heard the concept of the purple cow? Seth Godin talks about if you're driving down the road and you see a cow out in a pasture, you don't even notice it. You might pass 15 of them. Even in the middle of a city, you wouldn't notice them. But if you paint that cow purple, holy crap, it sticks out like a sore thumb. That's you. Now, let's talk about responsiveness. This is not meant what I said a moment ago about being a lapdog, okay? I'm not talking about the minute somebody texts you or emails you or makes a post on your Facebook that you got to jump. What I'm talking about is when you have a client or a customer that you're taking care of that has entrusted you not with just with their money but with their dreams, with their future. That's a heady responsibility. I don't think a whole lot of people understand that. But when they have done that, that's powerful. Treat them with respect. Be responsive. But not just responsive where you jump when they snap. That's not what I'm talking about. In fact, I'm talking about something completely different. What I'm talking about is where you bring your best stuff to bear. You may not respond in 15 minutes or an hour or 2 days. I have a response time. I guarantee people I'll get back to them in 24 hours. My personal clients. If people out of the blue that I don't know reach out to me, hell, I may never get back to them. Why? Because if I jumped every time they snapped their finger, I wouldn't be responsive. I'd be a lapdog. That's not what I'm challenging you to do. What I'm challenging you to do is to be committed to a level where you say, hey, these people are not just paying customers. They are a member of my tribe. I call it my squadron. The high-altitude squadron is a very select group of high-performance people, and I take great care of them. And the whole point is because that level of communication is so rare, and they deserve that. So do your customers. So do your clients. They require you to speak in a succinct way, not to pump them full of BS and fluff. Now, there are times where you got to, tell the bigger picture, and so you got to use more than just two words to get there. By the way, I want to add one thing to this communication piece, something that I think is extremely important. You hear a lot about storytelling these days and the power of stories. And a lot of times these people that are talking about telling stories to help increase your influence, I talk about it with leadership when I talk to my leadership clients and my entrepreneurs that want to become better leaders. I talk about the power of story. Because the old saying is so true, facts tell, stories sell. And it's not just about selling products, okay? I'm not talking about selling from stage or selling on a webinar or selling on a phone call. I'm talking about selling somebody on the dream. Sometimes selling them on themselves. I've had clients that were stuck in a rut and could not get out. Whatever they tried, they just didn't work. And there were times where I was telling them, hey, this is the step. Here's the technique. Here's five things you got to do. Report back to me when you're done. And they'd call me back. They'd go, dude, I did these five things. Nothing. You told me these five things were going to work, and I'm still stuck. What the hell? Come on, JT, mission accomplishment coach. And that's when it occurred to me, hey, it's not just the technique, because those five steps guaranteed work. I know they work. And if they didn't work for that person, that's not their fault. It's our fault. It's my fault and theirs. Part of it is they didn't understand, and they weren't taking the appropriate actions. That's on them, but it's also on me. And so the way I fixed it was to help them by telling stories, not talking about like bedtime stories, but sharing with them the journey that I had been on that came to my understanding and realization of the five steps I gave them in the first place. As a leader, you have to be willing to communicate on a level that's more authentic, that tells stories, and not the same BS story, I was broke living under a bus, with a cardboard box for my roof. Everybody's heard that story. What I want to hear is the real pain, like what that really meant to you. I could care less about you living in a trailer. I get it. I lived in a storage unit for a week with my brother when I was like 25. So I'm not impressed by that. Anybody can live on the street. You live on the street with your kids and your spouse, okay, there's some pain there. But what did it mean? What did it represent to you? Be different than everybody else telling the same damn sad sob story. That's my point. When I tell people I got rejected from the Navy 6 times, there's a lot of people that are like, holy crap, I can't believe you sustained that. I can't believe you didn't, that you kept going. Other people are like, 6? I'm just getting started. You should have heard how many times I got rejected on the phone today. It's all different based on the person's level of experience and their perspective in life. If you tell the story correctly and if you tell it from a place of authenticity, it will resonate. It'll win. So communication's huge. The next basic skill that's lacking, that if you really work on this, I promise it will make every difference in the world, is your professionalism. There's been a dramatic drop in professionalism, especially across the board with entrepreneurs. Hey, we look at all these people that are walking around in their hoodies and their crappy little faded jeans, and they act like loudmouth jerks. That's fine. If that's you, great. I have no problem with that. If that's who you authentically are. But you see a lot of people, they'll go watch a Tony Robbins video, and they'll hear Tony Robbins dropping the F-bomb 6 times, so they go out and drop the F-bomb 6 times, and they don't realize that Tony Robbins earned the right to do that because he built rapport with his audience. Be careful about how you carry yourself. I have no problem with foul language. In fact, I love foul language. I drop foul language all the time. But here's the problem. People are so easily offended, so thin-skinned, they would allow a four-letter word, the F word, to derail them. They would allow the F word that rhymes with duck to interfere with their success because they're so offended. And yet they'll use the other F word, the other four-letter F word, all day. Fail, or the C word, can't. Those words are off limits. Be very careful with your professionalism. Be thoughtful. Be present. Be respectful. And that's not just with other people. That's as much with yourself as it is with anything else. If you're thoughtful with yourself, if you work on presence, being present with yourself, not being hard on yourself, not beating yourself up, but giving yourself an opportunity to win every time, respecting yourself. When you do that, it's easy to be thoughtful with other people. It's easy to be present with other people. It's easy to be respectful. When I see folks that are out to dinner, the other day my wife and I were out having a meal together. And across the way from us, there's a married couple. This is a nice restaurant. And they're on their phones. What are they, texting each other? That's not being present. That's not being respectful. And it sure as hell not being thoughtful. And my supposition, and it's purely a guess, call it judgment if you will, my guess is that they don't have a whole lot of personal respect. They don't think of themselves very much, and they're not very present with themselves. They're escaping. It feels so much better, so much more comfortable to be on Facebook talking about, hey, I'm having dinner with my sweetheart, than it is to be at dinner with their sweetheart, right? If you want to really excel in business, be more professional. Here's another one, monotasking. Not multitasking, monotasking. That's a level of professionalism that will show, that will just, you will stand out like a sore thumb. If you're somebody who does not multitask and publicly doesn't admit it, but if you're somebody who's like laser focused, on point, on purpose, and shows up every day, you're thoughtful about what you do, you're dedicated to what you do, that's a level of professionalism that is very, very, very rare. What's your definition of professionalism? How can you dial your professionalism up? And lastly, but not lastly in terms of last of importance, is mindset. This is a basic skill that so many people have lost because mindset isn't sexy. If I said, hey, I've got a program that's $1,000, it's going to teach you mindset. And then if somebody else came along and said, hey, I've got this webinar, $500, so it'll teach you how to drive more traffic, guess which one's going to sell? The $500 traffic is going to sell all day. Why? Not because it's $500, but because people are looking for tools. They're not looking for what works. They're looking for that next gizmo. Traffic's important. But here's the thing. The traffic piece is going to change. Could be next week, could be next year, could be 10 years from now. One thing that will never change for as long as you live is your mindset. So here's what I want you to work on with your mindset. I want you to make a commitment to excellence. Not about being great, not about out-hustling, not about being macho, not about showing how much crap you got, not about taking screenshots of your earnings, not being one of those bozos, all right? Stop being one of those followers that does that crap. Nobody cares. Yeah, you're going to get some likes. The minions are going to come out. The shiny object seekers are going to go, well, cool, man, how'd you do that? They're going to love that stuff. But if you commit to excellence, if you show your personal excellence, your high standards that you set for yourself, your ability to deliver great service to other people and to yourself, that's what wins. You'll be around 10 years from now doing that. A lot of people, when I got started 11 years ago, that were doing all that stuff, have jobs now. Oh, they were full-time, trust me. They were full-time entrepreneurs, but they spent all their time showing their income statements and talking about how hard they're hustling and talking about what a badass they are and how they outwork me and outwork you and all that crap. And now they got jobs working for other people, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the people that sustained, the people that are still in the game, the people that are still leading, they're the people that commit to excellence. And you see it in all they do. You hear it in their words, you see it in their walk. Authenticity, a mindset on authenticity, a mindset for compassion, a mindset for gratitude. Those are the things that will differentiate you and set you apart. Those three basic areas, communication, professionalism, and mindset, I know they're not obvious. I get that. And I realize that there's no possible way on planet Earth that I'm going to stand in front of an audience of people and tell them that, and they're going to rush to the back of the room and say, let me eat that stuff up. I get it. But here's the thing I will tell you right now, for free, as your friend, on a Thursday morning, afternoon, evening, whatever time it is for you on the Big Blue Marble, that if you commit yourself to being a better communicator, using the kind of language that sets you apart, that's authentic to you, if you're more professional, you're more thoughtful, more present, more respectful, you don't multitask. You carry yourself with some dignity, not arrogance, not aloofness, but dignity. And if you have mindset, if you work on your mindset every single day, and you act as a beacon for somebody who can change their mindset, you will crush it. You will absolutely crush it in this business or anything else you should decide to do. My friends, it's a simple choice. This weekend, think about the areas where you can improve your communication. Think about the areas where you can become more professional. Think about the areas where your mindset needs to shift. Maybe it's your money mindset. Maybe it's your prosperity consciousness. Maybe it's your mindset and your belief about yourself, your respect that you have for yourself. Maybe it's just that belief and that mindset that you can and will succeed no matter what. Commit to these three things. Think about them this weekend and decide what you're going to do to shift that. And I promise that I'll come back here and I'll continue to give you the tools, the techniques, the strategies you need to help you get there as much as I humanly can. That's my charge to you. Your charge to yourself is to show up with that commitment today and every single day. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moeb Daily Power Up Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Go out there and have an amazing weekend. Do the things you love to do. Spend time doing them with the people you love doing them with. Come back on Monday refreshed, recharged, and ready to kick ass. And I will be here waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you Monday.